Hello, everybody. What a blessed night. I hope everybody was able to watch today's Bible studies. If you didn't watch it, I recommend you to really watch it, especially for the female, for the women who have been so limited to do the work of God. I'm encouraging you to, for sure, to listen to that scripture, to know the privilege that God have given you, the right that God have given you to preach the gospel. It was a powerful Bible study today. I was so amazed with the revelation, with the mysteries that God is revealing to us, for the women to rise up. My God, I will as much I'm a guy, I'm a boy, a man, I also advise women to rise also, because it's not about the man or the female or boy or the girl. It's about the Spirit of God who lives in us to perform the work of God. So I believe that we shouldn't limit the women to do what God have called them to do. It was really an amazing Bible studies today. So once again, we're going to continue sharing the book of Genesis. And we are going to read Genesis 22 today. It's a very interesting, a very scripture that I believe many of us know. You see, one thing I've come to realize that every blessing that God gives us comes with a test. That every time God wants to promote us, every time God wants to give us a blessing, He always tests us before He gives us. I want you to know one thing, that every blessing that God gives us comes with a test. God will test our faith in Him. If we are able to keep what is about to give to us, if we are able to be faithful to Him, that if you are faithful with the little, if you can be faithful with great things, the Bible says that as much more is given, much more is inquired. You see, God has blessed Abraham with a child, and God is inquired much more from Abraham. This is the very chapter that Abraham's faith in God was tested. His relationship with God was tested. His character with God was tested. The Bible says that the Lord God Almighty tested Abraham. The Lord came to Abraham and told Abraham, Abraham, that the son, the holy son that you love, I want you to give to him, to me, as a sacrifice on the very mountain which I will show to you. My brother and sister, I don't even know if you have been to that condition, that the child that you have been waiting for so long, for 100 years of your life, waiting for a child. When you finally get that child, now God is saying, I want you to sacrifice that child. My God, you see, it might, if you look at this occasion, we will say, wow, God, how can I do sustain? But I want you to know that it's not just a child that God can test you. There are some things that we have been waiting for. There are some things that is so dear to you, that is so precious to you. God will test you with those things. If your children is so dear to you, God will test your faith on that thing you own. Untrue. He said, I want you to realize that God could say that to give Sarah as a sacrifice, but because Isaac was so dear, so precious to Abraham, that God was tested in faith. He said, one thing I've come to realize, that your faith will be tested, that if what you treasure, what you value, if you place that before God, he see, one thing I've come to realize, that God do not want us to put anything before him. He wants to be first in our life. He wants to be first. You see, there are times that we have placed our wealth before God. We have placed our finance before God. We have placed our children before God. We have placed our wives, husband before God. We have put some things before God. Abraham is being tested to see his character, to see his reaction, to see that if the relationship which you build in the Lord, it is genuine. God is testing his faith in him. God is testing his character. My God, the Bible says that when the Lord God Almighty spoke to Abraham, but I want you to know one thing, the Bible said the Lord directed Abraham to the mountain. There is not just any mountain for you to go and sacrifice Isaac, but there is a specific mountain. And later on, I'm going to reveal to you that it is better for you to be obedient, because there are times that we want to offer a sacrifice to God, but if we are not directed by the Spirit of God to the way to lay your sacrifice, you will end up missing your blessing. Oh, praise the living God. The Bible says that early in the morning, Abraham raised up Isaac, took some servant to go on a journey on the mountain which God have directed them. I want you to realize one thing, that it's sold to show the character of Abraham, that Abraham did not wait for afternoon to come. The Bible said early in the morning, that show you his character, his reaction, his nature with God. He was a man who believed in God. He was a man who lived his life with God. He was a man who was ready to serve God, who was ready to put everything, his whole family, before God. One thing I've come to realize about Abraham value his relationship with God than anything in this world. I just want to tell you one thing, my brother and sister, do not, no matter how precious is your children, is your family, is your finance, anything you have, do not let nothing get in the way of your relationship with God, because your faith will be tested. Your character will be tested. Your nature will be tested. There are many of us, we are saying, God, I love you. God, I will serve you. God, I will do this. I wanted to tell you that every word we speak will be tested. Abraham's relationship with God was tested. And Abraham was on a position that God is testing him with a difficult task, with a child which he waited, a child of promise, a child who hold his future, a child who was given to him in his whole age. I wanted to realize that Abraham knew that this child which God is asking of me, that I cannot give for another child. Abraham knew that this child is what he has been waiting upon for many years. Oh my God, how many of you are in that position that God have declared a promise upon your life, and God have fulfilled his promise. Now God is putting your relationship, your character, your nature with him to test. God is saying that what he has given you, what you have been waiting upon, what you value, what you treasured. God is saying that I want you to give it to me as a sacrifice. My God, what a painful position Abraham is. But because of the love Abraham had for God, because of the commitment Abraham had with God, I just want to say, how commitment are you to God? If you are not fully commitment, if you are not fully committed to God, if you are not fully devote your life to God, you will not, you will end up placing the things in your life before God. You will end up placing your child as an idolatry. You will end up putting and building and creating idolatry before God. But because Abraham was committed, he was committed to God, he was devoted his life to God, he devoted his family to the hand of God, he devoted, he trusted God with everything he asked, he was ready to surrender his whole family, everything he asked, he was ready to give it to God. He knew that no matter what, if my child died, he will rise up again. Abraham surrender everything into the hand of God. And the Bible says that as they were journeying, Abraham tell the servant to wait. The Bible said that as they were journeying, and when Abraham saw the very place which the Lord have declared, with the Lord the mountain which the Lord have declared, the Bible said Abraham said it to the servant to wait, that me and my son shall return. I want you to understand one thing, that Abraham was making a declaration that though my child is being laid as a sacrifice, he will rise up from the dead. I want you to know that when Christ died, God make a declaration, for Jesus said that the Son of God would die and the third day he will rise up again. I want you to realize one thing, that God Almighty, Abraham was making a declaration that my God, that my son will be saved from the dead, that the dead will not hold him bound. He will rise up again and he will return to you. Oh, hallelujah. Harabasantera. I'm getting a deep revelation unto right now as the Spirit of the Lord. As I'm speaking, I feel the Spirit of the Lord is downloading it. The very word in my spirit right now. I want you to realize one thing, that when Jesus went to that place to lay his sacrifice, to sacrifice himself for us, God called Jesus to sacrifice himself. The Father sacrifices his Holy Son for us. But I want you to know one thing, that Jesus said to the disciples that he will rise up once again and he will return. I want you to know that we are the servant of God. Abraham went with the servant, and Abraham declared into the servant that me and my son shall return to you. My brother and sister, we had the servant of God carrying the burden, carrying the wound, carrying the cross of Jesus. And I want you to know that Jesus will rise, is risen, and is coming back to us. He's coming back to the servant. As Abraham and his son went back to the servant, I want you to know that the Father and the Son is coming back to us. Jesus is coming back to us. Are you ready? Are you ready for the coming of Christ? The Bible said
that Abraham, as they were journeying, hallelujah, what a deep revelation the Lord is revealing to us tonight. The Bible says that Abraham, as they were journeying, the Bible says he placed the wood for the burnt offering on Isaac's shoulder, while himself carried it with the fire and the knife. And the Bible said, as two of them walked together. Oh, before that, I want us to read this part. Hallelujah. Just give me a minute. Hallelujah. What a blessed night to know that Christ is coming back to us. He is coming back to us. Hallelujah. The Bible says in verse 5, the Bible says that on the third day of the journey, Abraham looked up and saw the place in the distance and said, stay here with the donkey. And Abraham told the servants, the boy and I will travel a little further. We will worship there and we will come back. We will come right back. I want you to know that we are the servants of God. We are the servants of the living God. We are the servant who is walking with Christ. I want you to know, as Abraham told the servant, according to verse 5, he said that I am the boy and I will travel a little further. I want you to understand this mystery. Hallelujah. The Bible says on the third day of the journey, in the third day, Jesus rises up. It was that very third day that Isaac was delivered from death. It was the third day that Isaac returned to the servant. I want you to know, my brother and sister, that Christ have overcome death. Christ have risen. Christ has risen and is returning back to us. The Bible says that then we will come right back. I want you to know that Christ is coming right back to us. Christ has left us. Oh, hallelujah. The Bible says it says stay here with the donkey. I want you to realize that Jesus is telling Abraham was telling the servant to stay here, stay in the middle, that I will come right back to you. I want you to know that many of us today, that we are staying in this world, waiting upon the Lord. We are waiting. So, oh my God, and I want you to realize that the servant is not alone. The servant is with the donkey. What does the donkey represent to us today? The Bible says that Jesus was riding on a donkey. What does the donkey have to do with us? God is want us to have the character of a donkey, that humility. God want us to stay here and to bear the character of a donkey, to have the nature of the donkey, humility, submission. The donkey submit to Christ. The donkey was humbled. That is the nature. That is the character that God want us to have. Oh, hallelujah. Praise the living God. That when Abraham told the servant, he says, stay here with the donkey. In other words, that when God is telling us to stay, to wait upon him, God want us to wait upon him with the spirit of humility, with the spirit of humbleness. God want us to bear the character. What is the character of a donkey? If you look at the characteristic of a donkey, A donkey is you mishandled. A donkey is submission. A donkey is willing to allow himself to be right upon. Many of us today, we don't want to be the one that when people step upon you, you tend to be angry. You tend to be moved. My God, we need to pray to God to give us the character of the donkey, to give us the spirit of humility, the spirit of humbleness. I want you to know that when we are waiting, staying here, God wants us to stay with him, with the fruit of the spirit. What does the donkey represent? The donkey represents the spirit, the fruit of the spirit of God, the very fruit of the spirit, the very character of the spirit. That is what God wants us to stay with. God wants us to have. God wants us to stay with the fruits of the Spirit. God wants us to stay with the fruit, with the character of the Spirit. You see, one thing have come to your lives, that many of us, we are not humble. We are not submission. Oh my God. Man, I want you to check yourself. Do I have the character of God? Do I have the submission of God? We need to ask ourselves, when you look at the donkey, when you look at the donkey, we need to ask ourselves, what does the donkey do? The donkey allowed himself to be right upon. The donkey was submit to God, to Jesus. The donkey was humbled. The donkey did not take the glory, but allow the glory of God to be praise, to be seen. My God, we need to ask ourselves, am I submitted? Do I have the spirit of submission? Do I have the spirit of humility? Do I receive the glory? But allow Christ to receive the glory. That is one thing we need to check ourselves. What is the character? What is the very nature of the donkey? When Abraham tell the servant to stay with the donkey, in other words, God is telling us today to stay with the fruit of the Spirit of God. That when the Bible said that Abraham said, he said that we will come right back. In other words, Christ, when Christ returned to us, when Christ come right back to us, is expecting you to see, is expecting you to have that donkey with you, to have the fruit of the Spirit of God in you. When Christ come back, is expecting you to have the spirit of humility, is expecting you to have the spirit of humbleness, is expecting you to have the spirit of God, fruit of the Spirit of God in you. God do not want you to be alone, but he wants you to stay with the fruit of the Spirit in you. He wants you to hold on to it, because Abraham gave them a clear instruction. He says, stay with the donkey. Hold on to the donkey. Don't let go of the donkey. Stay with it. Dwell with it. Live with it. Go with it. Stay with that donkey. One other word, God is expecting us to stay, to dwell, that the fruit of the Spirit to dwell with us, to hold on to the fruit of the Spirit, hold on to the nature of God, hold on to the fruit. That is what God is expecting from us. But today, many of us, we have let go of the fruit of the Spirit. We have let go of the character of the donkey. We have let go of humility. We have let go of humbleness. We have let go. We believe that Christ is not coming back. I want you to tell you one thing, that Christ is coming back. He's coming right back to you. He's coming right back to you. He's coming where he left you. Just like Abraham, with turn to the servant where he left him. Christ is coming back to you where he left you. He left you unhurt, and he is coming back to you. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's coming back to you. And let you get the deeper, deep revelation. The Spirit of the Lord is revealing to my spirit right now that this Abraham is coming right back with his son to the servant where the servant is. And when they meet the servant, the Bible shown to us that they return back home. I'm here to tell you that Christ is coming right back to where he left you, to take you home, to take you home. We are returning back. We are returning home with Christ. He is coming right back to take you home with him. Hallelujah. And the Bible says when Abraham went on the journey, he went on that journey. And the Bible says that when they come to that mountain, oh hallelujah, on that journey, Isaac asked the father, said, "Father, we have the fire, we have everything for the sacrifice, but where is the animal for the sacrifice?" And Abraham said to Isaac, "The Lord shall provide." Hallelujah. I want you to know one thing, that God is a God of provider. He is our provider. Every sacrifice that we present before God, God will provide it for us. We don't need to be worried about this, our sacrifice we present before God. God will provide this sacrifice for you to present before him. There are many of us today, we are so concerned that, "Lord, what sacrifice can I present before you? I don't have much." Many of you are concerned that, "Father, God and civil, I do not have. I do not have anything to give as a sacrifice to God." I don't want you to be worried about this, what sacrifice to give to God. God will provide a sacrifice for himself. I want you to know that every sacrifice that God required for you, though you do not have it, take that step of faith, because God will provide a sacrifice for himself. And the Bible says that when Isaac and Abraham reached to that very mountain that God had instructed them, the Bible says that Abraham took Isaac and laid him upon the wood as he about to kill him. A voice rose up to heaven, and the Lord said, "Abraham, do not lay your hand upon that child, for now I know that even your son, you do not hold him back from me." But I want you to know one thing, that Isaac do not wrestle with his father, but Isaac give himself willingly to the father to be sacrificed. I want you to know that Christ is give himself willingly to God. Christ give himself willingly to be sacrifice. Today I want to ask you today, are you willingly to present yourself as a sacrifice before God? How many of us today is willing to surrender their whole life to God as a sacrifice? Not many today is willing to sacrifice themselves. Not many today is willing to give themselves as a sacrifice before God. Hallelujah. And the Bible says that when the Lord spoke to Almighty God, to Isaac, to Abraham, the Bible says that a lamb was revealed in that very place. My brother and sister, remember when I told you that we need the Spirit of God. We need God to direct us wherever you want to present your sacrifice. And now I'm going to reveal a mystery to you. Because not every place that you sow your seed, that you will be blessed. If you're not led by God to sow your seed, if you're not led by God to present a sacrifice to him, you will end up getting nothing. Oh, hallelujah. The Bible says in that very mountain, a lamp was revealed, and the lamp, I want you to know one thing, that the lamp was hidden from Abraham in that very mountain. Abraham can go to any mountain, but he went to that very mountain with God. I've instructed him. I want you to know that your blessing is hidden in that place that God have instructed you to go. Your blessing is hidden from your eyes. I want you to know that the lamb was hidden on that very mountain. Abraham did not know that the provision was hidden in that place. There are times that God is directing you to do something, not knowing your blessing is hidden in that place. There are times the Bible said, I'll give an example, when Elijah came to the woman, the Bible said that the woman gave a last meal to Elijah. Little did the woman know that our blessing is hidden in the man of God. And the Bible said that when the woman gave the last fed Elijah first, Elijah released the prophetic word which was in him and hidden from the woman. And the Bible said the woman have much, much more that she have enough, hallelujah, enough to sustain her until the time of dryness is over. There are times, my brother and sister, that whatever seed, whatever sacrifice you want to give to God, ask the Lord, let the Spirit of God direct you, let the Spirit of God lead you, pray to God, the Father, lead me to where I will offer my sacrifice, lead me where the hidden treasures lies, lead me where my sacrifice will bear fruit, will bring forth great results. We need it. So I want you to know that when Abraham, Isaac's life was spared, the Bible said the Lord blessed Abraham because of his obedience. And Isaac's life, Isaac was rescued from death. And the lamb was sacrificed instead of Isaac. My brother and sister, Jesus took our place. We are meant to die, but Jesus took our place. He is the Lamb of God. Christ died in our place. We need to give the glory and honor to God. I want you to know one thing, that Isaac was a symbolic of Christ. That just like Christ was rescued from death, Isaac was rescued from death. As Isaac's life was rescued from death, the Bible said that Abraham and Isaac, they returned to the servants and they went home. I wanted to know one thing, that Jesus has been rescued from death. He has risen from the grave and is on his way back to where the servant is. I want you to know one thing, that Jesus is on his way. On his way. Hallelujah. Jesus is on his way to where the servant is. But I want to, with the Spirit of the Lord is revealing a deep mystery in my spirit right now. That before Abraham could return to where the servant is, Abraham had the first encounter with God to receive a blessing and a promise upon him. I want you to know that when Jesus raised up from the dead, He has an encounter with God to receive a blessing. And the Bible said a blessing that was given to him is to sit at the right hand of God. Abraham received the blessing. Abraham, there was a blessing that was declared to him before he returned to the servants. I want you to know that the time is near when Jesus is returning to the servants. The time is now when Jesus is returning to us to take us with him to home. He's coming back to us. He's coming right back to us, to take us home with him. My brother and sister, are you ready for the coming of Christ? When Christ returns, is he going to find you with a donkey? Is he going to find you with the fruit of the Spirit? When Jesus returns with you, is he going to find you the same way he left you? When Jesus returned to you, are you ready to return back to him? Are you ready to return back to him, with him to go home? Hallelujah, Jesus. I bless the Lord for this day. I thank you, the Lord. I give glory and honor to God to know that Christ is coming back to us. He's coming right back to us. We are the servant waiting upon him. We are the servant which he has commanded us to wait as he goes further ahead. I want you to know that Christ went ahead of us and is coming back. He went ahead of us to die for us. He went ahead of us to die for our sin, and he's coming back. He's not coming back as a dead child, but he's coming back as a living child. Christ is coming back. Just like Isaac and Abraham returned back to the servant, he is coming back to his servant, which he has left with us. Oh, praise the living God. Father, we want to thank you for your word. We give it glory and honor and praise. Father, may you use this word to open the eyes of many, to know that you are coming back. Right back to us. I worship you, my God. I praise you. In Jesus' name, O Lord, my God, I pray. Amen.